Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to be doing instantaneous healings throughout this program. So just stay on, and you're going to have a wonderful event if you're the first timers listening to me. My regular shows are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So we're doing a special show here for those people who are going to be live listening to us here. So what I'd like you to do, if you would, is get a glass of water, and also on your screen, go to one of my shows. We'll just say go to Wednesday. So go to bbsradio.com, the home page, and scroll down to Wednesday, and you're going to see my show listed from 7 to 8 p.m. And click on that, Creation Lightship Healings. And then once you do that, scroll down a little bit past the little blinking flower. You're going to see this beautiful light beam there. And we'll just give you some time to do that. And get your water also. And we'll have Sylvia come on here. She's my co-host. And she's an expert in the holistic health field here, of health and wellness in different types of food recipes, et cetera. So she can connect with you right now and talk and tell a little bit about herself. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi. Hi, Ron. I'm here. And hello, everybody. A warm greeting to anyone listening. This is a really exciting special presentation that we're doing today, and I'm very honored to be part of it. Like Ron said, he'll be doing healings all throughout the hour. We'll also be talking about the Creation Lightship and what it is and why it's come to us at this time in our history. So we invite you to stay with us for the whole hour to receive these beautiful healings and to find out more about the Creation Lightship. So, so Ron, are we going to do some water charging first, or do you want to give us a brief description of what the Creation Lightship is?
I can do a little brief description if people are getting a glass of water and also tune it into my homepage on Wednesday, and they can also view and see the beautiful light beam that's there as we activate her in a few minutes here. So the Creation Lightship comes to, we'll just talk about our planet here. It goes out to the universe. It's the Creation Lightship is where all life started from. This is actual creation energy. In our religious terms that we have here, it'd be known as God energy. But we don't use the word God up on the lightship. So the lightship is where every manifestation ever created has been done by the light. And the light did not create the darkness that is talked about in the Bible. The lightship just strictly creates in the light. It did not come from the darkness, and it uses light language to do its creations. And all the creations from the lightship have souls. And it's just a beautiful experience to have these beautiful light beings help us through this ascension process. So the lightship only comes once every 2,000 years for just a short time, and it's here to help all sentient beings, or we'll say the human race here, to go through the process of ascension, if you choose to. And your choice is there. Your body would like to ascend. It has nothing to do with your spiritual energy, the spirit in your body. Your spirit will leave anyway, but the body would love to ascend because it has all these densities in it. And the lightship is the same lightship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago also for his ascension teachings and healings. And the information that Jesus talked about back then is the exact same energy that they're using today. And maybe slightly different wordings maybe, but the basic teachings of the lightship is to go within, connect to your spirit, get fully into your body, and get ready for ascension. And not to go without to these false gods that were created by different organized religions that are here, which disempower you. Remember, the kingdom is within you. And that's what Jesus' teachings were about. And he at least held a lot of the spiritual integrity that he came here to teach. And so that's probably the one of the truer teachings that's out there throughout our different religious aspects, is just basically go within. That's all that the lightship would like to convey to everyone, to go within, to connect to your own spirit, to know your spirit, to have your spirit fully encompass and inhabit your whole body, integrate with it, so that your body has the opportunity, this wonderful gift, at the end of this 2,000-year cycle that's approaching very soon, so that we can all do the ascension process. But in order to get your spirit fully into your body, you must and have to work on yourself. You have to get rid of these densities out of your body. And nobody else can do it but you. You have to be active and do emotional clearings, because since we're on this planet which deals with emotional energies, our bodies have been like a sponge to all these other past lives that we've had here. And the past lives are strictly the dark side teachings to hold us here in bondage. Remember, the light only works in the now. And anything that's not in the now is strictly an illusion. And so when the light does healings on you, it's in the now. And what happens is that people who haven't worked on themselves enough emotionally to get rid of these dense energies, which the energy is actually judgment energy, then at that point it's hard to have these actual divine healings work for you, because these judgments that you're holding, which is passed on to you from your ancestors, is what your body's attempting to release. And if you don't release them, then naturally this is why we have funeral homes here and mortuaries and graveyards. So if you had all of your emotional densities released, your body would live for a long, long time. So what do you want to cover next, Sylvia? Should we do some water charging right now?
Yeah, why don't we do that to get started, so people can have that during the hour, and then we'll continue our discussion.
Okay, so again, just if you like, scroll down on my homepage on my website, Creation Lightship Healings. And you're going to go past the flower, and that's blinking, and then you're going to see this beautiful light beam. This was drawn by an artist who was up on the light ship on one of our healing sessions that we do, and she's able to draw her real time, and then she gave us the photograph. So here we go. So what you're going to want to do is just look at your monitor screen, and we're going to put some energy from this light beam. She's actually going to come into, in a sense, into your monitor screen now, and she's going to activate herself, her spirit energy, her essence will come into this beautiful picture of her. And I've had a lot of emails from people and comments about how they saw the rays change around her forehead, how her eyes were emitting white light, and that all happens. You may see her now change a little bit more three-dimensionally as you actually view her, and she's seeing it'll take about another 45 seconds to fully activate the photograph or her picture that's on your monitor screen right now. So just kind of watch her. You're going to feel this love energy come off of this your monitor screen. It'll fill your whole living room. You may feel it have this beautiful heart connection to you. And about another half a minute, she's saying. And you're probably seeing her become more three-dimensional right now. She'll sort of have a human personality. You're going to feel this compassion and love being radiating out of her. And she should look like she's kind of lifting off of your monitor screen now, like she's actually real. Okay, and how is your monitor looking, Sylvia?
Very beautiful. The colors have definitely intensified, and it's just a feeling of peace and love that seems to be filling my whole room right now.
Wonderful. Okay, so she's ready to do the water charging for you. So what you want to do now is to put one hand on each side of the glass of water and just kind of sit back and relax. With the light shift, there's nothing for you to do. There's no processing involved with any of these healings that we do. They're all instantaneous healings.
Ron, can you tell us what they are doing when they're charging the water?
Oh, yes. What she's going to be doing is putting into the water. She's monitoring, so the light ship is monitoring your complete energetic system of your body and all the spiritual bodies that make up the physical body that we cannot physically see. and they're going to find out what we need, and they're going to activate this water to what we need right now, today, to help us out with special light codes. So they're actually helping you for the ascension process. And you may feel more rejuvenated after drinking this water. For myself, whenever I have it, it goes down very, very quickly. Some water you drink, it kind of stays in your mouth for maybe a half a second or so, and it feels dry, and it just doesn't have that liquid taste to it. And this water should go right down very, very easily. Very silky, very smooth. So she's still charging the water up. You may feel your body maybe getting warm, possibly. You might feel tingles. You might feel energy pulses going through your body. You might feel your hands feel like they're electrified. And you may feel the water actually changing psychically as you kind of view it. Some people have that sense of the water is now a different water. So we have about another probably 20 seconds to go here. And what I like is to look at her face in the monitor, and I move my head back and forth about a foot, and her eyes actually are still looking at you like she's tracking you. Very interesting. Just feel that love energy coming right into your body as you move back and forth, as her pupils kind of change and she watches you. It's just a beautiful experience. And what I will say is that she'll be activated for a half an hour after this hour show, so you can still take advantage of her healings. And this light being is a female energy. And she's ready now. The water is perfectly fine. So I bi-locate instantly to the light ship. I'm a light being there, and I'm also in physical form, so whatever I say to you is happening real time on the light ship. And so you can take your glass of water now and have some water. Take a sip of it or drink as much as you like. Depends how much you have there. And just see how it tastes. And I'm going to do the same here with mine. Yeah, mine again is really silky and smooth, and it goes down instantly. It's very, very wet.
Yeah, mine too. It's like it can really kind of get in. Like some water, you feel like when you drink it, it just kind of goes through you, but it doesn't really permeate into your cells and really get in there and nourish you. And this water definitely feels like it's doing that.
Yeah, that's good. A very good description, yeah. So this water has special light codes on it. Each healing session that I do on the BBS radio show, we have this beautiful light being come into her picture, and she'll activate water for you on each session. So like I said, I have four radio shows at BBS Radio, so if you'd like to tune in, you can. I have one late night show, which is on Friday, which is late night. It's 9:30 to 10:30. And then the other shows are in the daytime. And for the people in New York, I do a Monday night show at 4 o'clock, which is very nice, 4 to 5. So.
4 to 5 Pacific, so that's...
Yeah, so that'll be 7 to 8 on the East Coast, which is where I am at this particular time here. So we're going to now do some healing work. And
Ron, I was wondering if, since we were talking about Jesus and his mission, if we could bring in his divine energy from the creation light ship for everyone to experience and to ask for healing and guidance.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, so we'll bring in Jesus' first cause energy. This is his first cause creation energy. So naturally, because he is a light being, he's been to other, say, other planets, other places in the galaxy or universe, and he may be known as different names elsewhere, but his role is the same, to help in the ascension process, okay, at the end of each 2,000-year cycle. So we're going to bring in the being that we know as Jesus, this beautiful spirit here, and we're connecting right now, and he's going to come into your living room. So just sit back and relax. Like I said, with the light ship, there's nothing for you to do. Just show up. And so I'll use the word stronger to bring him into your living room. And here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So you can ask Jesus for guidance and healing also right now. And we'll just give you maybe a minute or so of time just to experience this beautiful energy here. Okay, and now we'll bring in another sacred energy. We'll bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax, and you can ask for also healings and guidance. Okay, I'll bring in another divine energy for you to experience and to have healings with if you like, and we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And so here she comes. So stronger, 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 and she will at times bring in a fragrance of flowers. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, see you back in about a minute and request healings and guidance. Okay. So we'll do now, we'll do some chakra alignments here, unless you have something else you'd like to do first, Sylvia.
Oh, I think that sounds wonderful.
Okay. So, again, just sit back and relax here. And we're going to have the light shift go to your heart chakra right now, and they're going to reposition it so it's in the right orientation for you, for your physical body. And what happens to the chakras is that as we have energies be connected to them, cordings, maybe psychic attacks, etc., the chakras will change the directions automatically. So like, let's say, for instance, you had a relationship problem, your heart chakra would probably be turned backwards. And when that happens, your body kind of suffers because you're not getting the total life force energy going into the body, you know, from the heart chakra. And every chakra needs to be in the right direction, so they all play a key role in your wellness and health. So I'm going to go to the heart chakra now, and you may feel it move inside of your body, this invisible energy. There we go. And this could be detected also for people who may not understand what the chakras are. You can take a pendulum and just put it over someone where the chakra positions are, and you're going to see it rotate. And so what you want to have happen is that chakra, you want it to actually to be in a nice circle. The direction of the circle really makes no difference. It just needs to be in a circle. And if the chakra is blocked, we'll say, or not working, or very low energy, it'll be a very small circle or not even moving at all. So this is one way you can tell the condition of the person maybe that you're working with or on, or even, you know, yourself, if you can be able to see a move as you're laying down. So right now, if the heart chakra is positioned properly, we'll go to the throat chakra next. And that's moving. Perfect. And now we'll go to your third eye. This is your forehead. Okay. Perfect. Now we'll go back down to the third chakra. This is your power center, solar plexus. This would be your personal power. And that's being corrected right now. Perfect. Second chakra. This could be what you may call sexuality. I see it more as creativity. And it's below the navel. And perfect. That's in alignment. And your first chakra is kind of how you view life. That's the base of your tailbone. That's maybe your survival mode. You know, how life is here, how you've been treated, etc. And that's in alignment right now. Okay, so now they're in alignment. So now we're going to do a chakra opening if you'd like. And this is individual to you. Most chakras are probably typically an inch to maybe 2 inches in diameter as far as their energy flow. And I normally open them up to body width for people. So if you're in a quiet location, you don't have a lot of distractions like maybe children maybe screaming or something, or a lot of loud noise, which may make you more sensitive, you may want to have them open to body width, okay? So, and you can always ask to have them closed down smaller if you need that, okay? So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back, and I'll use the word spin to open your heart up here. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Next we'll go to your throat chakra, communication. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go to your third eye, your forehead. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go back down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go to your second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we'll go to your first chakra. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So you should feel a little better. You should feel like you're more together in your body, and that your body now is radiating more energy into all your body organs. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel wonderful. That was magnificent. I could feel every chakra as we were working on it, and it just feels so great to have them aligned and opened, and it does make you feel so much more alive in your body.
Okay, we're going to do a little exercise here, and This is not a meditation, but it may sound like one. We're going to do a energy connection from your divine energy outside of yourself, from the creation light ship, to your spirit. And this will connect your body into more of an alignment. And so we all know what a Star of David looks like. It's a six-pointed star. And if you break it down, it's a downward-pointing triangle overlaid with an upward-pointing triangle, okay? And that should sound pretty simple to all of you, and that makes a Star of David. So what we're going to do now is just, if you want to just visualize your essence energy, and that's going to be moving itself up into your first chakra with this upward-pointing triangle, okay? And now we're going to take your divinity, and this is your energy that comes to your spirit from the creation light ship, and it's going to be a downward-pointing triangle, and it's now going to move down from the seventh chakra into the sixth, into the fifth, into the fourth, into the third, into the second, and into the first, where it meets and merges and forms a three-dimensional Star of David in your first chakra. And this is like the Merkaba energy, the Merkaba, and it's now spinning, and it's beautiful gold energy in your first chakra. We'll do the same thing for your second chakra, so we're taking your essence energy and moving it up from the first chakra to the second chakra. And this is this beautiful upward-pointing triangle. Now we're going to move your divinity, this beautiful energy, down into the seventh chakra, down into the sixth chakra, into the fifth, into the fourth, into the third, and now into your second chakra, where it meets and merges and forms another three-dimensional Star of David in your second chakra. And it's now spinning, and it's beautiful gold color also. And you may feel the energy now flowing into your body with this beautiful spiritual connection. And now we're taking your essence energy again in the upward-pointing triangle, and it's now moving up from the first chakra to the second to the third chakra. And now we'll take your divinity and move it down now, your light energy coming into your body, downward-pointing triangle. It's moving now onto your seventh chakra, into the sixth, into the fifth, into the fourth, and now into your third chakra. This is your solar plexus. And it now meets and merges and forms another three-dimensional Star of David in your third chakra. And it's also golden color. And again, we're taking your essence energy, upward-pointing triangle. It's now moving up from the first to the second to the third, and now to the fourth chakra, your heart. And now we'll take this beautiful divine energy, moving it down from and into the seventh chakra, into the sixth, into the fifth, and now into your fourth chakra, where it meets and merges and makes another three-dimensional Star of David in your heart center. And it's very, very beautiful also. And I will take your essence energy, moving it up, upward-pointing triangle, from the first to the second to the third to the fourth to your fifth chakra, your throat. We'll take your divine energy and move it down now from the seventh to the sixth to the fifth chakra. And it meets and merges and makes another three-dimensional Star of David in your fifth chakra. And now we're going to take your essence energy again, moving it up in the upward-pointing triangle from the first to the second to the third to the fourth to the fifth to the sixth chakra. This is where it's going to rest for a moment here. This is your intuition. Now we're going to take your divine energy and moving it down from the seventh and to the sixth chakra, where it also meets and merges and makes a three-dimensional Star of David in your sixth chakra. And now we're going to take your essence energy and move it up to your crown chakra, number seven, on top of your head. And it's moving up now, this upward-pointing triangle, from the first to the second to the third to the fourth to the fifth to the sixth and to your seventh chakra, where it also meets and merges your divine energy in your seventh chakra. And we'll now do this for every cell in your body. So we'll just move them up now and move the ones down. So we're moving up this upward pointing triangle. And we'll just go to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. and now it meets and merges and makes a three-dimensional Star of David in every one of your cells of your body. So I'll let you sit there in this beautiful space of this very high energy field, and your spirit's loving it, and I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay. So I feel very relaxed. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, wonderful. That was just a very special experience. And, you know, it made me made me think about what you were talking about earlier, about how for the ascension process, we need to actually have our spirits be with us in our body, and that the spirit is what heals the body. And, you know, it seems like all these healings make it more possible for our spirit to come into us and to, you know, want to be there with us. And it just feels like you're creating an environment that is wonderful for the spirit to be in. And then that enables you to walk with your spirit every day and have that connection.
That's correct, yeah, because remember, when you're first born, you're in your body 100%. And because of the experiences here that may be negative, you know, and the pain and trauma and being hurt and spanked and skinning your knee when you're growing up, you know, every one of those incidences forces the spirit that you have that's looking out of your eyes, out of your body. So all of a sudden you become fragmented. And so first you're whole, and then a little piece of you leaves, and then another piece of you leaves, and you know, most people are only 20% of their bodies, which is not enough for the ascension process. So that means that your spirit would leave at the time of the universal shift, which happens once every 2,000 years. The universe is completely, like, stopped, dematerialized. And the way that works is it's very easy to understand. It's a concept that I can tell you. It's like our lights in our room that we're, you know, probably having on or will have on at some point. They run with a frequency of 60 cycles, which means that all lights are being turned off and on 120 times a second, although we don't realize that. We think they're on all the time, and that's because we have an alternating current here. Well, your body is also a vibration being turned off and on continuously, and so when you're not here, when you're turned off, that's when the light ship does its work with you, and then when you get turn back on again, that's when the healing should take place. But the universe is the same way. It's a frequency also. And so what we can actually see physically as you look out through telescopes and different things like that, or looking at the stars, or just seeing one dimension, which is what we call 3D. And so what's going to happen is that the light ship, in order to get rid of the darkness energy that creeps in, which was not created by them, but this darkness would like to take over and reign over the light, what happens is that the creation energy has to be turned off So they'll turn it off at some point. This is what you might call the 2012 shift, where the calendar is no longer in existence, like the Mayan calendar. And at that point, everything that was created by the light, which has spirits, will have a chance to evolve into a higher consciousness if they choose to. Remember, it's all free choice. So the earth spirit is choosing to leave its creation here, which is the earth, and to go to a eighth dimensional reality where it has already created and made the blueprint for its new earth in the eighth dimensional realm. And what will happen to the earth here, typically, is the earth, just like what we have happening here, remember, as above, so below, we have people here who have had their spirits leave them, but the body is still living. But they have a walk-in spirit come in to take over the body, to extend the life of the body. So what will happen here on this planet is that when the universal shift happens, when everything is dematerialized, then the earth will have like musical chairs, in a sense, that a new spirit or spirits will come into the earth and maybe shift the earth maybe into fourth deep reality or 5D. And the earth spirit that's here now is going to leave to 8D. So the creation light shift, since it's mainly working with the earth itself, also will work with the inhabitants on the earth, which is us, you know, our physical bodies, you know, the humanity here. And so we have a choice, if we choose to move on to a higher consciousness, to eighth-dimensional reality with our physical bodies, because the earth would like to still have us around because it knows us, the earth spirit. So we'll have a new reality to be in. And this is what people talk about, like heaven on earth. You know, so this is what we're able to do. So this is the ascension healing that the light ship does for people.
So Ron, can you tell us anything more about the eighth dimensional reality, maybe what you've seen of the new earth or what we might have to look forward to as far as what our existence would be like as compared to here in this dense third dimensional reality?
Well, I see a lot more colors there. I see houses that are basically made of glass. I have seen our thoughts controlling our reality instantly, so whatever you choose to do, it manifests instantly. Time travel is no problem. It's just a beautiful place to live, you know, and a lot of the plant life is also, and vegetation is also on 8D. Although, like we have here, switching gears just slightly, the dark side has brought in to our planet here, like animals or bugs that bite people and animals. So like a tick, a wasp, mosquitoes, snakes, things like this that, you know, bite and do things like this to other animals or people are not from the light. They don't have souls. And so these energies are normally soulless beings. And the dark side brought them here, which, you know, sometimes they can actually come into these beings also. But I won't go into that. It's not probably proper for me to talk about that in this program here. I'm worrying about working with light energy versus, you know, talking about the darkness. But there will not be anything like that on the 8D. So the duality on our planet was brought to us by the Galactic Federation, that is our spiritual overseers here, and they brought in different religions to sidetrack us on our own spirituality, which is going within to connect to our own spirit. So after all, your spirit's with you when you're born, and through the hard knocks of life it leaves you because it cannot take the judgment energy. It has no place to reside in your body once you have judgment in it. And that judgment, which we may call emotions, is passed on, you know, in our genetic lineage. And this lineage is what we're living now, which is the thoughts of our ancestors, and our body would like to clear it out so it can live longer. But the Galactic Federation has been corrupted a lot by the darkness. A lot of people think that these beautiful I'll use the word ETs are going to come and save us. And there are some nice ones out there. I'm not saying that, that all these are bad. But before the light ship came, you know, 2 years ago, the planet only had 20% of light energy on it and 80% of darkness, which is why when you look around, you can kind of figure that out pretty instantly. And now, because the light ship is working with the Federation and weeding out this dark energy and attempting to have the Federation come back into spiritual integrity with the light, it's at 35% now. And so what you have is you have the Federation causing bad weather patterns, storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, et cetera. That's done by the dark side. It also has created extraterrestrial abductions, ET abductions from with people being forced to go up onto different ships and being experimented with. That's what they do also. They're not allowed to really come here, but they have. So the Federation is like our overseers for our spiritual development. And they were given the responsibility to hold light here when the light ship is away. And so the creation energy comes every 2,000 years to clean out the darkness. And after they leave, then the Federation will be in 100% light, if they still exist, okay? And at that point, they're supposed to help us out with spiritual teachings in the light and be able to live in peace and harmony. So what I tell people is that when the Federation is finally at its full strength of light, we won't have any wars here, we won't have any famine, we won't have people dying from awful situations, you won't have things known to us as spiritual contracts, which is the dark side way of keeping us here. You won't have just a lot of mind control that's here. Most of the mind control that we're dealing with here is off-planet, and it's being transmitted to us by these negative, I'll use the word ET races, which are soulless beings that were never created by the light, but they're attempting to mimic the light and to show their powers here to attempt to steal souls so that they can have this beautiful light energy with them. And so they are given a chance to come into the light by the light. So, but at this point in time, the light has to be able to regain its territory, otherwise it will lose it all to the darkness. So that's why it comes every 2,000 years to bring back its spiritual integrity to all of its creations. So then you are in perfect spirit again. And people ask me, they say, well, gee, a friend of mine has maybe an arm missing or something, or they are maybe in the Gulf War or even in Vietnam, and they have this awful illness from that, and are they going to be able to ascend even though their body isn't whole and complete? And the answer is yes, because on the light ship, they can redo your complete spiritual blueprint and make your body whole again. So even if you are missing some body part, yes, uh-huh.
Then let's say a person has a condition like that, but then they do ascend, then in the eighth dimensional reality, their body would be complete and whole and more of a light type of body than a dense as we have here?
Yes, all dimensions have life on it. And so, yes, you are correct. They would be whole and complete again. And so if a person is like in a wheelchair, they would be reformed again, we'll say, with wholeness, complete wholeness. It's the darkness which created their illness here. And so once that darkness is taken away, then they're back to the original spiritual blueprint, which is imperfection.
That's wonderful. And I wanted to ask you about something that I read on your website, creationlightship.com. And it's actually a message from Janina, the commander of the Creation Lightship. And she's talking about the ascension process. And she says that the biggest challenge in preparing for ascension is to release the emotional programming stored in the physical body. Can you tell us about that and how we can release that and maybe take our listeners through some samples of healings to help them release some of that emotional programming?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. So I'll do a few years of each one of your lives here. So like I said, the light only works in the now. everything else is illusion. So these healings will be a perfect healing, although they won't be complete because I have to go through the years a few times or so when I do this clearing. So we're going to go back. I'll do four different healings here. So we're going to first do an emotional healing, and we're going to go back 4 years into your life, or 3+ years. So we're going to go from your birthday now back to, from right now to your last birthday. And we go to the chakras. That's a thing that we can kind of understand here somewhat. We've heard about it and read about them, but this is only like 1% of what actually happens. But for our very simple minds here, we have 6 chakras, and this clearing clears that. So the emotional clearing does 3 clearings in 1. It clears out the trauma that you've experienced in this lifetime that's imprinted into your emotional body. It clears it all out of your spirit. Remember, your spirit gets wounded like you do. So if you have, say, a broken arm, it has a broken arm. If you have a missing, say, gallbladder, it has a missing gallbladder, okay? If it can't see well, if you can't see well, it can't see well. So it mimics you 100%. And so the only way to get a healing is to have your spirit healed first, because it has to have the healing in order to heal you. This is why it's so important to be in your body, because if you're not in your body, you won't have the conduit of energy to you to do the healing. And that's your spirit. That's why it's here, to help heal your body. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Like I said, the light ship works in the now, and all you have to do is show up. There's nothing for you to do. It's a divine healing. And here we go. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 1 full year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Again, 1 more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1 more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, I'd like you just to sit back and relax for about a minute here and look at some of your traumas that you've dealt with in the last 3 years to now, and just kind of look at something and just see how your body's responding to it. Most people, when they have a trauma and they think about it, their body may tensen up. You may go into the fear mode. You may go into anger. You know, it just depends what situation you were involved with. Normally, most people have scenarios like car accidents, maybe their house burnt down, relationship problems are a very big one, betrayal, you know, there's just many, many things. You know, we all go through many types of experiences here, but just look at the 1 or 2 of those right now, and the energy is going to feel very distant to you. If you're able to be in touch more with your body, you're going to actually feel your body right now relaxing, and you may feel a little tired. But you will feel, you know, like you had a nice back massage. So just kind of look at your situation right now for about a minute, and I'll be back in a minute so you can experience this healing. And it's already done for you. There's nothing for you to do or process. Okay, we'll just speed things up here because time's kind of creeping by here, moving very fast. So remember, you're out of time a lot of this time during this radio show, so we have about 10 minutes left, looks like here. Actually, 5 minutes. So we're going to do a feeling body healing. Same process. This is different than the emotion, so here we go. 6th chakra, cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next year back, 1 full year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay. again, just sit back and relax for about a half a minute, and you may feel a little different right now, a little more relaxed, and just kind of focus on something that happened to you in the last 3 years. And again, it should look very distant, so I'll give you half a minute to check that out. Okay, we'll do another type of healing. This healing is your sensory body. And so most people can get overdosed with their senses. Maybe they're already very, very sensitive, and maybe they go off very easily emotionally or something, or when they go into a room, possibly, they may want to monitor all the energies there because they're afraid of going into a room because the energy is so strong, and they just happen to take in and sense more energies. Remember, there's more energies out there than we know about, and most of those are invisible. So here we go. This is going to release you from some of this trauma that you've had from sensory overload. So sixth chakra, from this point in time, back to your last birthday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, that healing is completed too. These are all about 90% healings. What I do, I charge $5 for each year of your life to do it down here. And the ship does not do emotional or these type of healings up there. So these energies are strictly earth-based. And when you go to the light ship, they're not able to deal with these energies because they don't go with you. So again, if you're over 60, I don't charge over $300, so those years are free to you. So for instance, if you're 30, the charge would be $150, and it takes about an hour to do a person. So, and I can do it remotely too to your loved ones if you wish. So that happens a lot with people. Next, we're going to do an emotional clearing. A mental clearing. And again, it's the same process. And here we go. This is like defragmenting your home computer. It can make you think quicker, get rid of the mind chatter. It can also allow you to have just clearer thoughts and get rid of that mental fog that you may have. So here we go, and it integrates the left and right brain. So here we go, sixth chakra from now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year here. Going back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so those are a sample of four different healings that I do down here. You can connect with me, you know, by my email or, you know, give me a call on my toll-free number. And anything else we want to cover, Sylvia? We have about 5 minutes left. About 2 minutes left here.
All right. Well, I'd like to clarify just one thing that you were saying a minute ago about the different types of healings, just to help our listeners understand them more specifically. So with all of the healings that you do, whether it's a physical healing or an emotional healing like the ones you just sampled, they're all done with the light beings on the creation light ship. It's just that some of them are done with them working with us while we're here on the earth, and some actually you can actually experience being on the creation light ship for physical healing. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
So it's always working with these divine energies, and that's why it's possible for the healings to happen so rapidly and without, you know, stress to us like our earth-based modalities often are, because it's actually the divine working with you to clear these densities and so forth.
Yes, and the divine is what created you. And so on the creation light ship, like I think I mentioned, they have the spiritual blueprints to everything that they created in the light. So it doesn't matter how far back you go in time or, you know, just with us here in our lifetime here, they know who you are and what you are, and they scan you and read you, and they do these healings. And that's why it's in a sense, easy to do down here and how quickly it works. But there's a lot of light beings behind the scenes working with you to help you. And the whole thing is that you have to do the work for the ascension. Remember, it's not your mind that's going to ascend. It's going to be your body with full consciousness. And so your mind also would like to ascend, but sometimes the personality gets in the way and does not honor your physical body. And everybody's body is crying out to for this ascension process. And so, but you have to do the work. It's not an automatic thing. It's not the 100 monkey scenario where one person does the work and they take 100 people with them. That's not the way it works. Okay.
So I think on that note, we should invite everyone to join us for the radio broadcast that you do all through the week. And to contact you, you have wonderful conference call sessions, hour-long healing sessions throughout the week as well. And it would be wonderful to have all of you on Ron's conference calls, where he does physical healings, water charging, and other healings as well. And I'll just say goodbye to everyone for now, and turn it over to you, Ron, to say whatever you'd like to say as we close this wonderful healing session, and thank you to you and to the light being doctors who helped us today.
Okay. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and thank you for coming. And what I offer is one-hour healing sessions on my conference call lines for only $20. And so that's affordable to almost anybody. So we'll see you later, and hope to have you on our other BBS radio show broadcast. So thank you, and thank you, Don, for allowing us to be here. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.